This is SBS News in Easy English. I'm Peggy Giacomelos. Islamic community leaders have once again condemned the response by authorities following a stabbing attack against a bishop in a Sydney church. Ramya Abdo Sultan is from the Australian National Imams Council. She says authorities reacted differently to the two recent Sydney attacks, the Bondi Junction Westfield stabbing rampage and the stabbing attack against a bishop in a Wakeley church. She says while the stabbing attack was declared a terror incident, the Bondi Junction attack by Queensland man Joel Calci was described as a mental health issue.
Such disparities in response create a perception of a double standard in law enforcement and judicial processes. We must also address the problematic and long-standing issue of racial and religious profiling, which has been part of the societal fabric for decades. The presumption that terrorism is inherently tied to religion is not only inaccurate but also harmful.
Former Australian of the Year Rosie Batty has urged the New South Wales government to consider establishing a Royal Commission into Domestic Violence. New South Wales Premier Chris Minns launched a review into domestic violence and bail laws after 28-year-old Molly Ticehurst was allegedly murdered by her former partner. The Victorian government undertook a royal commission into family violence. Ms Batty told the ABC people still don't take domestic and family violence seriously. Former Prime Minister Scott Morrison says he took medication for anxiety while serving as the nation's leader. Mr Morrison shared the information from his forthcoming book, saying that he would have been extremely seriously depressed without medication. In an extract from his book, Mr Morrison wrote, "Politicians are not made of stone, yet they're often treated as though they are, including by each other." Australian Labor Party President Wayne Swan told Channel 9 he can definitely relate to the stress of political life.
I recall particularly in the global financial crisis where, you know, the stakes were really, really high, where there was month after month after month of intense pressure. And when you're in that position, you do rely upon the support of your family, for example, and the support of close colleagues because you've got a job to do. You've got a set of values you want to encapsulate in policy, and the risk is high. So they're high-pressure jobs, and there is a risk to health.
Harvey Weinstein's lawyer has celebrated the decision to overturn Weinstein's 2020 conviction for sexual assault and rape. This comes as Me Too movement founder and survivors have decried the verdict as a step backwards in their movement. At a press conference, Weinstein's lawyer, Arthur Adala, called the decision a great day for America. Weinstein is not expected to be freed immediately as he faces a separate 16-year prison term for another rape.
It's a great day for the citizens of this city, the citizens of this state, the citizens for the United States of America, and to the world. America will uphold the laws of this land for everyone. No one's above the law, but no one's beneath the law either.
There's a possible link between vitamin D and improved immunity to cancer, according to new research. The British study is in mice found that the vitamin encourages the growth of a type of gut bacteria, which gives the animals better immunity to the disease. According to the findings, tumours did not grow as much, suggesting that the microbe gave mice better immunity to cancer. And in sport, Australia is welcoming an independent review into the World Anti-Doping Agency's handling of 23 Chinese swimmers who tested positive for a banned substance but avoided punishment. Sports Integrity Australia Chief Executive David Sharp says he hopes the review restores faith in global anti-doping systems ahead of the Olympic Games. The investigation into the world body's handling of the China swim team case will be led by Swiss prosecutor Eric Cottier. I'm Peggy Giacomelos, and that's SBS News in Easy English.